Sonoma County was represented in space this past year when astronaut Nicole Mann, a Marine fighter pilot who graduated from Rancho Cotati High School in 1995, became the first Native American woman in space. She was the commander of the Endurance, spending over 150 days on the International Space Station. And joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is Nicole Mann. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm excited to chat with you today.
So what is it like? Everyone talks about sort of the impact of seeing Earth from space. What is it like to see not only Earth, but also the Bay Area? And does it impact your thoughts about the environment or politics?
Oh, it is absolutely incredible. I was so excited for that glimpse outside of the windows from space station to see our beautiful planet Earth. And it was even more incredible than I imagined. I wish I took a lot of pictures, and specifically a lot of pictures of the Bay Area, but the camera and the videos can't capture all the colors and really the changing colors. One of my favorites was to watch the sunrise and the sunset, which on space we see every 45 minutes. But during the day, when you look out at space, it's the blackest of black that you've ever seen. And then as you come close to the planet Earth, you can start to see our atmosphere, and the colors change from, you know, a light blue to a gray, and then you can pick up our planet. And for me, it's amazing to realize that thin atmosphere is the only thing that is keeping all humans on Earth alive and safe from the vacuums of space. And so it certainly makes me think about how important it is that we take care of our planet and our environment, because it's the only one we have.
Now, you were commander of your trip to the space station and you did a few spacewalks. I have to imagine that brings up a lot of nerves. So how do you control your emotions in intense moments like those?
Yes, the spacewalks are incredibly intense. And I think the most important aspect in preparation is going through all the procedures and all the training and making sure that you feel physically and mentally prepared. And if you feel prepared, then that takes away a lot of the nerves. So you're super focused. You may be, you know, excited, anxious, your heart rate may be up, but you're not nervous because you feel confident and you know that you're prepared. And I think that was a key factor for me in going outside the skin of the space station on a spacewalk.
Probably your training as a fighter pilot would help too, right?
It definitely helps a lot. It helps you to be able to compartmentalize, you know, the things that you need to focus on now, and the other stuff, worry about it later.
So what do you think of the pace of developments at NASA and where NASA is headed in the next few years?
This is an incredibly exciting time at NASA. Not only do we have our efforts ongoing in the International Space Station, but we also have the Artemis program, which has kicked off, and that's taking humans back to the moon. We have assigned the Artemis 2 crew, and they'll launch next year, and they'll be the first test flight of our new spacecraft, Orion. Well, that will fly the astronauts around the moon and test out all of the systems for the follow-on Artemis missions, in which we'll land humans on the surface of the moon and eventually have sustained human presence on the surface of the moon. So this is unlike an Apollo, when it was proof of concept and collecting samples. Now we're trying to learn how to live and work on the moon's surface. And really, this is a stepping stone for future deep space exploration, eventually to Mars.
Now, we see such a rapid expansion of technology. It's hard to imagine sort of what the technology was in the 60s when we first ventured out into space and what it is like now. The rapid expansion of technology, is that making these leaps and jumps to possibly being on Mars like more and more possible and easier for us to comprehend?
Absolutely. They're making this exploration more possible and really safer. And that is a key component. So yes, we went to them, you know, to the moon under the Apollo program, but I've heard it described with the technology of your iPhone, right? And now we are going with complex computer systems that are able to analyze all the data and the information coming in and provide that information to the ground. And so it provides a higher level of safety for executing these operations. And we're able to do more complex operations because we are working, humans working together with computers, working together with robots in order to make this happen.
You were the first Native American woman in space. So how important is it to you to see women and minorities in leadership and command roles in space?
It's absolutely important. And I think it's important that we highlight that. But really, the specific reason is why is because we need to communicate that to the younger generation. I think it's very important that we share our journey, that we share our challenges, so that hopefully we can inspire that young generation to not only overcome any challenges or barriers that they have, but to set those dreams and then to have the discipline to stick with it and to carry out and succeed in achieving those dreams. So I think it's important that the young community has these role models and they have examples of folks that are in leadership roles and have done amazing things, whether that be in the work environment, in the community, in space, whatever that is, whatever they can dream, to know that possibility is there.
And speaking of that, I did watch your conversation that you had from the space station with students at Rancho Cotati. What was that like for you?
It was so much fun. I was so excited and a little nervous, to be honest, for that event. But it was just great to hear the questions from the kids and to be able to share my excitement with them, to share my journey, and also to show them some of the fun and really cool things about living in microgravity. And fortunately, I'll be back in the fall and I'll have a chance to go back to Rancho Cotati in person and do another chat with the kids at Rancho. It reminds me a lot of myself, obviously, when I was a student at Rancho.
Oh, that's so great. I do want to ask you, do you have strange or memorable dreams while you're up in space? And now that you're back on Earth, do you ever dream of being in space?
I do. And in fact, when I was in space, the weirdest dream that I had was that I was back on planet Earth and I was standing in my room and I wanted to jump up or float up really to touch the corner of the ceiling, which is very easy to do in space and a lot of fun. And I went to jump to do that and I fell back down because of the gravity. And then I woke up and sometimes you wake up from a dream and you're not sure, okay, was that real? You still kind of have the emotions from that dream. So I had this sad feeling because I was no longer in space in zero G until I woke up and realized, oh, I'm still on space station. I can still float and fly around as much as I'd like. So, conversely, now that I'm back on planet Earth, I certainly have dreams that I'm in the space station and that I'm floating around and I'm doing a spacewalk. And I certainly miss those times.
Are you going to have a chance to go back into space?
I hope so. I absolutely hope so. As we talked about, there's so much going on, not only in low Earth orbit with NASA and our commercial partners now taking people to low Earth orbit and to live and to work in the space. But with the Artemis program, there's a lot of opportunities to fly in space and also to support from the ground these missions to the moon and beyond. So I'm not sure exactly what my role will be, but I'll be excited to support in any capacity that I can.
Well, it was so nice to talk with you, and I hope I have a chance to meet with you when you come to Rancho Cotati to say hi to the kids. We're really, really proud of you, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to meeting you this fall.
That is astronaut Nicole Mann.